Okay, continuing in Hilchos Eruv Beit Chumen. We are in Simen Sadi He, Sif Yud Aleph. So Im, and the end of this Sif has a lot of, probably from the most common shilas that gets asked on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yud Aleph.
Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, whatever. Okay, Yud Aleph.
Oh, I messed it up?
Yeah, supposed to go through Yud Aleph.
I did Yud Aleph.
Oh, so Yud Beis. You're supposed
Yud
to
Beis.
Yud Beis.
Yeah, I did Yud Aleph. I'm sorry. I did Yud Aleph on the other one. Yeah, Yud Beis. I'm sorry. Yud Beis. Let's say within your tchum, there's a city that's walled. Or it has an Eruv. It doesn't get measured and it doesn't get counted for Dalam. So using our example, let's say you have Farakwe, then you made an Eruv, and then within that Eruv is the city of Lawrence. So you don't count that towards your 2,000 amos. The whole city of Lawrence will count as 4 amos. And then you continue your tchum. So you would get a lot of bonus. Meaning, let's say from Faragwe to Lawrence is 100 amos, and then the city of Cedarhurst, and then Lawrence, I'm sorry, goes 1,000 amos. You get another 1,900 amos after Lawrence. The Dafkish tchum Shabbos Megia Ad Chutz Leir. That's Dafka, when the Tchum Shabbos reaches outside the city, that from the Erev until the city, Yesh Hamesh Meas Amad is 500 Amas, Vairach Eir, he Elaf Amad. And the length of the city is 1,000 Amas, Azair, Ein Anachshavas, Elul Dalar Amas. And the city's called 4 Amas. Vyesh Mechutz Eir, Eid Elaf, Tuf, 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 Tzadi, Vav Amad. You have another 1,596 amos, the way you calculate it. Bein chilik bein tzad zeh shelifnei ha'eruv, bein atzad shel achar eruv. It doesn't make a difference which side of your eruv this city is. Meaning it could be the you in the eruv and the other, or the eruv in the city. Fine. Avalim ha'tchum Shabbos kol ha'emtza ir, but let's say your tchum Shabbos, it finishes in the middle of the city. Also le'lechus yasi, you can't go more than that. Kivan shehu chutz l'tchum, since it's outside of tchum. Kirin zeh le'nechshav le'kol ha'ir le'dalar amos, because in this inyan, the whole city is not counted as Dalaramas. Meaning, you see, it gets confusing. If you place the actual Erev in the city, then you become part of the city. If the Erev is outside the city and your 2,000 Amas ends in the city, then you can only walk as far as your Tchum allows. Yud Gimel, v'chein adin kesheniach z'erev karav l'shnei alafim amam chutz l'ir. If you put your Erev close to the 2,000 Amas of the city, when you go back to your city, your 2,000 amas finishes where your Erev ends, in the beginning of the city, before your house, you can't go home. Meaning, if you miscalculate and you put your Erev too far away, right? So it's you get the 2,000 amas from where your Erev is, but if it doesn't make it back to your home, then you're homeless for Shabbos. You can only make an Erev Tchum for Dvar Mitzvah going to Spal Vasara, Lehakva Pnei Rabbi, right, to Dama the Minyan, or to see your Rebbe, or Chaver Shabbat Ben Aderech, or to meet a friend that came, or the Sudas Mitzvah, or the Fekeach Aliske Rabbim, or to be busy with the public, or you're traveling and you want to get home on Shabbos, and those type of things. Question is, like in the country, is, you know, there's a lake down the block. Can you make an Eruv because you want to sit by the, you know, Shabbos and enjoy it? The question is that a mitzvah or not? Fine. Tezvav. And then also, once you make the Eruv for a mitzvah, then you could use it for anything. It's only the lichatchili you shouldn't do anything with you shouldn't make an Eruv unless you need it. Tezvav. Unless you need it for a mitzvah. Tesvav, ain't many in a ruva tchum leva shabbos leva yomtiv. You can't put an erev tchum not on shabbos, not on yomtiv. Lachain imchal yomtiv erev shabbos. If yomtiv falls down on erev shabbos, who writes a lelechus b'shabbos and you want to walk on shabbos? Tzaruch laniach zeir b'erev yomtiv. You have to put the erev on erev yomtiv. Lachain b'yomtiv la'achar shabbos, who writes a lelechus b'yomtiv. And the same thing if yomtiv falls out after shabbos and you want to go on yomtiv. Tzaruch laniach zeir b'erev shabbos. You need to put the erev on erev shabbos. Dinam erev b'ragloi. The dinam of making Erev with your feet, which is basically if you don't have food, you can walk outside of the town by Shkia, and then you could stay there, and that will be your Erev, even if you come back home. But then Yom Tov Samach L'Shabbos, Ashnei Yom Tov Shal Golias, right, 2 days in a row, but writes a lot of Yom Echad L'Tzadzeh, Yom Beis L'Tzadzeh, B'Simen Tov Yud Vav. He's going to discuss that in Hilchos Yom Tov. Okay, Tezayin. Caleb Rehim Karaglov. Your utensils and your behemoths are like your feet. The same, you can wherever you can't go, your kalim and your animals can't go either. The mishilon la'acher, and if you lent it to somebody else, like yischiron, or you rented a masaron l'shmira, or you gave it to somebody to watch, harehen kiraglov shozeh sheim etzlei, then it's considered like the feet of the person that it's by. Vafilu hu akam, even if he's a guy, kano akalim v'behema shvisa etzlei. Then he's kind of the kalim and the hema, and the shvitz is by the guy. Even the objects that belong to guy are kind of shvisa, and you can't move them from there. Right? Somebody wants to ask me an interesting question. So if he goes away for Shabbos, let's say he goes upstate for Shabbos, and he lends his house out over here. So his tchum is way upstate. So how does the person renting out his house use a book or anything? He can't move it. It's out of the tchum, right? So Elamai, you have to answer that it's almost as if he rented it or lent it to the person, so therefore it goes with the person who's using it. Okay, Yud Zayin is the Amazon package sieve. That's what I would call it. If you have a guy that brings fruit and that you're not concerned that they actually cut it down today, because if they cut it today, then it'll be also to use. And anything that you're not chayshed that malacha was done, but it has an isur tchum, meaning the guy brought it from outside the tchum. So if he brings it for himself, or for another guy, a guy is allowed to use it. He could even eat it, right? Even if it's from far away. But it's usur to move them more than Dalet Amos, because the object was outside the tchum from before Shabbos. Elim kain heviim l'say chabayis, unless you bring it into the house, by she'ir mesukenes be'erivin, or the city has an eruv. Azay matoran betilta b'chaleir, you can move it around the whole city. Shekomak and shematoran l'talta sham, wherever you're allowed to carry it, nechshav k'may Dalet Amos, that's considered Dalet Amos. Oh, okay. So that's if the guy brings it for himself. Let's say he brings it for a yid. Bim heviim b'shul Yisrael. Asurin Yisrael zeh, it's also for this Yisrael ulechol b'nei beisoy, and for his entire family ad la'erev kedei she'yosu, until nighttime, until Matzei Shabbos or Yomtiv, until it takes the amount of time for it to be delivered. The Hainu Zman Shai Yuchaylim La'aviyim, the time that it would take to deliver it. When we come up and we turn on like betiltu toif Dalet Amos, but it's still mutter to carry within Dalet Amos. I've been makom a mutter betiltu. Or in the place that it's motor betiltal. It was suffic. If it's a suffic, it was from out of tchum. It's also asr. Ella im kain. Unless you could think that, oh, it makes sense that it wasn't from chutzot tchum. So this comes up a lot, because when Amazon delivers you a package, or anybody delivers you a package Shabbos morning, especially in the summer, what's the chances that it's not in the tchum already by Friday night? Right, so it depends if it was overnighted, meaning can you assume that by 8 o'clock it was already by the FedEx or the UPS or the Amazon warehouse, and then delivering out the same day? That's one. Two is that nowadays the place can say, many places can say that you are allowed to take packages even if you know they came from out of town, because they are working for themselves. Meaning that in the old day, what we're talking about is when they were couriers for your sake, right? But now they're not. But nowadays they're not doing it for your specific thing. They're just bringing packages to whoever. So that's why nowadays we do allow packages to be opened, even if they're delivered on Shabbos from outside of the tchum. Yuches kaimelent ain't tchum in lamalam esar tfahum. There's no tchum more than 10 tfachim. This also comes up because a lot of people are into cruises nowadays. Somebody who comes in a boat, an Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos comes in, and the boat went even from a long distance. Once it gets to the port and he went off the ship, he gets 2,000 amos. On a ship, you're not always 10 tvachim above the karka, and it was not kind of a place to live until he comes to the Yabasha. But if on Shabbos the Svina, the boat, he goes off the boat, and then he goes back on the boat, since he was on the dry land on Shabbos, he's kind of Shvisa there, and the boat goes after that outside the Tchum, as I ain't like Shom Ela Dalaramas, he only gets Dalaramas, Kedin Yotze Chutz Lutchum, like the din of going out of the Tchum. Bechenim Haisa Hasvina B'Shabbos, and same thing if the ship was and Shabbos B'Mokim Echud in one place, She'ain Shom Asor Tvachim Ad LaKarka. For whatever reason, it wasn't higher than 10 tefachim. Kana sham shvisa, then that's where his shvisa is, and he can only go 2,000 amos for whatever that was. And if he's not sure, azin in the kula, then you would go to kula. Now, what about going on a plane? You get on a plane before Shabbos, so l'chayra that you're not out of tchum because you're above 10 amos, right? Problem is, once it lands, then you're kind of the shvisa, which I don't know because I'm not sure how to look at that. How do you look at a ship? Do you look at or a boat? Do you look at it that's on the ground, or you look at it that it's not on the ground? Right? Are you on the ground, or are you not on the ground? So I'm not sure. From here, it sounds like the ship. You look at it, you count the 10 from where you are, but the plane. Either way, I'm not sure, but it's certainly what to talk about. If a plane lands on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and a good Shabbos.